This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. We're at Borgata in Atlantic City. This is so much fun. Look at all. Oh, do you see this? Do you think Borgata wanted all these people here when we came?
Yes, of course. They want a party. It's a party place.
Well, God bless you all for coming out. This is even bigger than last week. Thank you so much for that. We got a big hour ahead. We have the mayor of Atlantic City who has told me how he is a brilliant prognosticator.
Oh, okay.
So he could go head-to-head with our guest right now, which is Dick Vermeil, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. The legend, the Hall of Famer, Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Dick, I was trying to look up how many conference championship games you were the head coach for. Do you remember how many?
Yeah. I was in two.
Okay. And the first one was here then, Dick. And I'm wondering, did you think you were ready for that big a game? You were a young coach back then. Did you think you were ready?
You know, I thought my team was ready. I don't believe I have ever felt so strongly that my team was ready to play at its maximum level that they were in 1980 when we played the Cowboys here. I never experienced that strong a feeling again.
Wow, really? All right, so it is a couple of days before the game, your whole season on the line, Dick. It's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, but it's also fun. That's why you're in the business, to be number one and strive to be number one. And this is one of the obstacles. You got to get it.
Right. Now, you taught me years ago, Dick, that most of these games are decided by turnovers. You've said that over and over again. You look at the turnover differential. Yep. Can you coach that? How do you determine? How do you get your guys to strip it and the other guys to hold it?
Well, you coach it on a year-round basis. You talk about it a lot, you know. And they would hear it, especially as I got older, they would hear it every day in every meeting. I'd say it pregame, play smart. I'd say it at halftime, play smart. You know, and on final drives, play smart. Keep that thought in their mind. It takes real discipline to concentrate on all on those little things that prevent fumbles and prevent interceptions and create takeaways. And they've got to think about them. They've got to focus on it.
Yeah. Now, Dick, you were just saying how nerve-wracking it could be for a coach. Imagine you're a rookie quarterback who is the last pick in the draft, and you're out there at Lincoln Financial Field. How, if you were coaching against Brock Purdy, would you approach that?
I don't think I'd approach it any different than the evaluation process of watching him play and win every game he's quarterbacked and score better than 130 in four of the games or so, you know, that he's quarterbacked. He's played extremely well, and that's how he will play Sunday unless we prevent him from playing that well.
All right. How do we prevent him from playing that well, Dick?
Keep the ball, one, okay. Do a great job of pass protecting their pass rush. Run the football. Do all the smart things they've already done all season to put themselves in a position to play the championship game, you know. Our defense is very, very good. Very good. And I don't think we'll give up any big plays in the passing game. And, you know, they're going to make some plays, no question. That's why they're in the championship game. But I don't see our defense giving up enough plays for them to beat us.
Dick, we're looking at it and we're saying, if it comes down to quarterbacks, we got a big advantage with Hurts over the kid who can't jump, doesn't have a big arm, isn't that big a runner. Isn't that where the biggest advantage is?
Well, I think it is. The biggest advantage is Jalen and his ability to run, because his ability to run and this style of offense that we run here in Philadelphia is different than the offenses they've been defending in the San Francisco areas. You know, the quarterback can go both on the RPOs, the run-pass options, and then the quarterback called runs, and then the quarterback scrambles will dictate a lot of how San Francisco plays their defenses, and that gives us a big, big advantage.
Wow, that's a good point. How did you think Hurts looked against the Giants, Dick?
Outstanding. he continues every game when he's 100% healthy to impress everybody, not just Dick Vermeil, the fan, the coach, the critics, and even you. You know, everybody really appreciates his values.
I got to ask you about A.J. Brown. A couple of minutes ago, I predicted he's going to have a big game. At the end of last game, he was not happy. He did not get enough passes. How do you – you must have encountered that when you were a coach, Dick. How do you handle a wide receiver complaining he needs the ball more?
Well, you know, sometimes that's ego and arrogance. Sometimes he sincerely just wants to make a bigger contribution. I don't know him, but I think the more he's coached – within Nick Sirianni's program and by his staff, the fewer times we'll see him concerned about how many balls he catches and more concerned how many points we're scoring. And that's a maturity process, usually in buying into the total philosophy of the coaching staff. And sometimes that takes more than one season.
All right, but I got to know, you had Quick and Carmichael. Did they ever go to you? They never said, give me the ball more. No.
No, I knew Harold always wanted the ball more. I knew Charlie Smith always wanted the ball more. I knew Wilbert Montgomery wanted the ball more. Keith Kreftley wanted the ball more. But there's only one football. You're only going to get to play five plays. But you learn to take advantage of your opportunity and appreciate that opportunity and appreciate the opportunities your other teammates are getting. You know, sometimes the other receiver is going to win the game.
Dick, here's where I think Dick Vermeil could help to win this game. Now, follow me on this, because that crowd's going to be crazy. And the Eagles, you saw what happened when the Eagles got the ball first with the Giants. If you were the coach of the Eagles and you won the toss, would you take the ball first on Sunday?
I'd do what I've been doing all year to put me in a position to be playing for a Super Bowl game. I don't think I'd change my basic philosophy because of one game. And we've played other good football teams and beaten them. You know, and so I think I would stay with what I've been doing. You know, I think, and I would just as soon put that young quarterback under the pressure of the crowd noise right off the bat in the very first series. Don't give him a whole series with you on the field to relax and get in the hum of the game. You know, put him out there, make him show he's what he has been.
That's you know, Al, I never thought of that.
Well, I could listen to Dick Vermeil, or I could listen to you. I think
I'm going to listen. Dick, I just changed my mind just hearing what you said there. Dick, here's the thing now. Like, you're not coaching now. You're just watching, but you still love football. Do you get nervous before a game like Sunday?
I do. Yeah. You know, I'm an Eagle. You know, I'm an Eagle. I live here. And I really study them. Analyze them, criticize them privately, and I'm involved, you know, and just like you are. You know, no city gets more deeply emotionally involved with their football team than Philadelphia, and no city gets more intense. Okay,
all right. So, well, tell me why, Dick. I've always wanted to know why. Why do we care so much? You have a theory?
Well, yeah, the roots of this team are deep. This goes all the way back to the initial phases of the National Football League. People are going to go to the game Sunday. Grandparents kept moving those tickets on. You know, they've been going to, how many times you've heard, boy, when we played at Franklin Field, boy, I remember Chuck Bednarik standing over Frank Gifford. I remember when Tom Brookshire broke his leg. I remember when Wilbert Montgomery broke that 42-yard touchdown run. It's amazing. I don't know. I have never been in the city where those kinds of things are held within their memory on a daily basis.
You know, it's amazing to me, Dick, that you coached in other cities. You won a championship in St. Louis. You've always been Philadelphia first, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have. Yeah, I have. You know, I came here with three children. They went to school, got married, 11 grandchildren, now 3.5 great-grandchildren. This is our home. You know?
Yeah, it's beautiful. All right, this is it, Dick. It's time. What do you think? Who's going to win this game? What does your computer say? And who do you think the winner will face in the Super Bowl?
All right, my computer says the Eagles win by 4.5 points. Now, I don't know how you score half a point.
All right.
By 4.5. The Eagles are a complete better team in all the categories, and especially when you combine offense with defense. They are a better team. Now, they both lost a few games to get here, so they have been beaten before. What we have to do is play as well or a little better than how we've been playing all year that gave us the opportunity to play Sunday. And I think we beat them. I think we're a better football team. Now, you can't underestimate Kyle Shanahan. He's as good as there is coaching football. He's proved that with this young quarterback. He has never coached a quarterback that can't play. Never. Doesn't matter who he is. So it'll be tough. But I do believe our strengths will neutralize their strengths, and we win the ball game.
Got a point spread, 4, 5, 7. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with my computer, 4.5.
4.5. I don't know how they're going to do that. And who did they face? Bengals and Chiefs are the other game, Dick. Who are the Eagles going to face if they do win?
I think it's the Chiefs. I really
wow.
do.
Wow.
I can't. And I really respect the job Cincinnati has done, and especially last week, going up there and beat Buffalo in the snow with three backup offensive linemen playing and dominate the game physically and emotionally. But I don't think they can do that to Kansas City. Now, if Patrick Mahomes can't really do some of the things he normally does to win the game, it'll make it tougher. But I can't see them beating Kansas City and Kansas City.
That'd be awesome. Dick Vermeil, one thing you should all do is get Vermeil Wines. They are now available to be shipped directly to your home. Go to VermeilWines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, as always, thank you so much.
All right. See you next week.
Yep. Dick Vermeil, Al, is so optimistic. Look at the people, and they love Dick Vermeil, Al.
Yep.
He is optimistic about our chances. Let us go to Jerry, the truck horn man. Hi, Jerry.
Angelo, how you doing?
Are you on the road right now, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm out here in the middle of Ohio. It's like 25 degrees at a chicken farm. Just got unloaded with a load of dog food that they make electricity from.
God! Wait a minute. They make electricity from dog food.
Correct. Out of dog food and old cat food. There's a guy out here has 5,500 acres. He powers about 250 of his neighbors. I just found out all this about 10 minutes ago. It's fascinating. It's just fascinating.
It is.
And so, Jerry, when you're hauling this stuff, you don't even really always know what it's for, right? You just haul it.
Yeah. Sometimes I have no idea until I ask what I'm actually even. Hauling. I could see what they're using it for, I couldn't tell you. And then I asked somebody, and I'm like, holy smokes.
All right, but when you're on the road, Jerry, how much of your time are you thinking about football and the Eagles?
Pretty much, that's about all I have. That's about all I can do that all day long, because I'm driving. I'm listening about the Phillies. I'm listening about the Sixers. I'm listening about the Eagles. And, you know, it's I just try to think of everything I can think of, questions they ask different people, or try to, I see all these different fans all over. There's a lot of Cowboys fans in the South. I found that out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Bills fans up north.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many Eagles fans except one or two, and I've been in 25 of the 50 states since I've been driving.
Wow.
So, and I've only been driving a year and a half now. So,
Jerry, where will you be Sunday at 3:00?
I will be in Georgia.
Ah, but you already know where you're going to go to see the game? What are you going to do?
I watch it on my iPad.
Oh, wow. Jerry, you feeling? How you feeling?
Nice warm truck.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling a victory. I'm feeling Brock Purdy's going to have his tail between his ass and going back across the country when they're done. And, and we're going to be holding the NFC trophy, championship trophy, Jalen Hurts is going to be holding it high. And then I'm not sure if we're going to see Andy Reid or Jeff Burrows, but it doesn't really matter. We're going to win the whole kit and caboodle because it's your last, you're retiring, and they're going to win one for the Gipper.
See how, in the end, I'm going to inspire them.
No,
you see that happening?
So.
All right, anyway,
doing it for you.
And I just want to thank you guys for the tickets that my son and his mother had the most awesomest time at the game last weekend, and I'm so appreciative of it. So
Jerry,
I can give you a small horn. I can't give you a too big of a one.
Give me a little horn.
All right.
Nice.
Oh, that's good luck, Jerry. Jerry, thank you as always, man. How about that? Could you ever do that job?
Yeah.
On the truck all day?
Yeah.
25 states in a year and a half, right? You're going through cowboy country. And from what I heard, I did not know this. I was on Dallas radio yesterday.
Yeah, I saw you. That guy Hitchkiss is going to outlast you.
Norm Hitchkiss, we used to do these shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Years and years ago.
Yep.
We would go to Dallas and go in a bar in Dallas and do like 4-hour simulcast with Dallas.
Yep.
And Norm Hitchkiss was there.
Norm Hitchkiss.
And he was old then, right?
Mm-hmm.
They backdoor me with him yesterday.
No. Yeah.
And he comes on.
Yep.
And he's in his 80s.
Still doing it.
And
still
he's still doing it.
Shit.
And when
what's your excuse?
Yeah. And he goes, what are you doing? You're so young.
Yeah.
And I went, Norm, get a mirror. You're old too.
Well, it's radio. If you got a mirror, we didn't get a mirror, we never would have gone on.
That's a valid point. If these things were televised, we wouldn't have lasted a week. 215-592-9494. We come back. The mayor of Atlantic City, Dennis, John, Sean, Will, you're coming up. WIP Sports Time, 8:16. Let me tell you what's going on right here at Borgata. Why don't you enjoy the ultimate big game experience right here. Reservations now available for guaranteed sitting at BetMGM Sports Bigger Bar, 6 betting windows, 40-foot-wide LED video wall, the best food and drink specials in town. BetMGM Sports Bigger Bar is the place to be. Don't miss a second of the action on Sunday, February 12th. Go to theborgata.com to make your big game reservation today. Welcome back to the Borgata on a Friday morning. It's a football Friday before the biggest game in 5 years, Eagles and Niners, NFC Championship game at the Link. Mm-hmm. And before I bring on Tijal, she's been here all morning, Al.
Yes, all morning.
She is an attorney, and she is beautiful.
Yes.
I just want to say before that, though, that I got to give 30 seconds to Al. I played this song yesterday, and it's never been more appropriate than after what happened with the All-Star voting in the NBA.
Right.
Johnson, what happened in the NBA?
So there is a clear bias against Philadelphia. So you saw what happened at the finalists for the AP Awards for the NFL. Sirianni, Hassan Reddick, and Brandon Graham all got screwed. Now the NBA All-Star voting is well underway and is now finalized, and the starters for the All-Star teams were announced. Joel Embiid is second in the NBA in scoring. He averaged the second most of any player in the NBA, and he was not named a starter.
Wow! What is your theory on that?
They do not like personality.
All right,
that's
Al,
what it is.
Would you please read, Al, the T-shirt of the guy with the mummer's hat? He's right there.
No
right
one in front likes of us. We don't care.
Joe, hit it.
No one likes us. No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We're from Philly. Philly. No one likes us. We don't care.
Yeah, that's great. The mayor of Atlantic City, Marty Small, he was singing it. Well, that's beautiful. He's a fan. Tijal, you remember Tijal? She came in to visit us.
She's
brought us gifts.
Awesome. Yes, she's awesome.
Yeah. Tijal, what time did you get here today?
5:15 in the morning, but I stayed overnight.
You stayed overnight at the Borgata.
Yes.
And this was to say goodbye to us?
This was to see you guys and to say goodbye and just to be with everyone here.
All right. Do you love – I mean, you don't wear Eagle stuff because you're at work. You work. But, like, are you a big Eagle fan?
I'm a huge Eagles fan. I was at the game last week. I'm going this weekend.
Oh,
so
all
I'm
right.
A huge
How did
Eagles
you get
fan.
The tickets?
I bought them.
What? That's, see, she's a lawyer.
She bought them. That's something that he...
All right. You got secondary market?
I did.
Just answer me this. I don't want to pry. over $500?
Both games.
Oh, my God. You really need to be there.
I'm going to be there.
All right. Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Are you going to target him on Sunday with your verbal abuse?
I am. But I'm in a section where you can't, like, people are a little bit muted because you're so close to the field. So,
oh, no, that's better. That's better. Hey, punk, Mr. Irrelevant, loser. All right, beautiful. But are you feeling good about the game?
I'm feeling good. We just need Lane Johnson to control Nick Bosa, and I feel really good. I got it at 42-38.
Whoa, wow, that's a big score.
High scoring.
It's going to be high scoring.
All right, well, Tajal, I don't know, you want to take a shot at winner or weasel?
Yes.
All right, who you got?
Okay, my weasel of the week is going to be Stephon Diggs for trashing his quarterback.
Non-sportsmanlike
conduct.
That's interesting, Al. Tajal has picked Stephon Diggs. What do you think? He's thinking about it, Tajal.
Well, I like that one because I don't like when teammates do that.
It was so bad during the game, after the game.
Yeah, he was really out of control.
He was yelling at him on the sideline.
He wasn't happy.
Allie was yelling at him.
I'll put you on deck.
You're on deck.
You
are the leader in the clubhouse, Tajal. And I just want to personally thank you because all morning there have been a whole bunch of people coming up for pictures and stuff. She's been like the unofficial WIP photographer.
Yeah.
And you're awesome. And thank you.
I said this to you earlier. I want to thank you. And I know I speak for everyone here. You all have just been like home for us. And we just are so grateful for what you do for us personally and for a city. And so thank you for everything. We are going to miss you so, so much. And we love you. We love you so much. We love all of you.
Right. Well, when I have more time after I retire, I'm hoping to sue some people. So I'll hire you as my lawyer. Well, I got to do something with my time.
Well, if you didn't get sued for the stuff you said on the air, man.
All right, stop it up. Don't give them any ideas. All right, let us go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, you, man. Morning, team. How you doing?
What a day, Dennis. We're so excited. How you feeling right now?
I told you last Friday that we were going to win. The game would be over by halftime. I was right.
Yep.
I'm not going to say halftime this week, but the game will be a victory for the Birds, and we will be going to beat Big Red.
Oh, my God, Dennis. How cool would that be if the final time we did our shows, it was our Eagles against my arch enemy, Andy Reid. Do you like Reid, Dennis?
No, I respect his coaching abilities. His clock management is terrible. But the way he just keeps bringing criminals to his team and the actions of some family, he's got to be held accountable for that stuff, and he's not.
He is not. That is exactly correct, Dennis. So tell me something, Dennis. Who are you looking at right now as Jackass of the Month? We're right near the end of the month.
No, Jackass of the Year. I've stopped doing the Jackass of the Month because you retired, so we have a Jackass of the Year.
Okay, and do you have one?
I do, and a couple honorable mentions are Chris Sims and Butch for showing up drunk at 8 o'clock on your show.
Okay.
The Jackass of the Year has to, Jackass of the Year has to go to the performance during the Oscars of Will Smith on live TV in front of millions of people hitting that comic.
That's a go. Al, this is the truth.
What happened?
I will never watch another Will Smith movie. I can't believe he did that. It's all these months later. You know Chris Rock is appearing here within the next couple of weeks?
Cool.
It's got to be part of the act by now, no?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
And he's got to trash. He's got to trash Will Smith.
Well, now they have a whole game set. Now they have slapping to sports. Maybe it came from that.
You know.
Could be.
I got to see that show. What's that called again?
I don't know what it is.
Slapping.
Name of it. They just slap you. They just slap each other and they knock each other down.
And it's legal.
It's America.
Can't get it over. Dennis, give me a winner or weasel. I got Roseman as my winner and Chris Sims as my weasel.
Well, I'm going to have to go for a weasel of the week because the NFL keeps condoning this stuff. And even though you have to have the legal process, Charles, I can't pronounce his
name.
Amanahue. He trashed his girlfriend, and the NFL is saying, we're going to let the legal process do it. They need to be out in front of this stuff and suspend them with pay, but they've got to show that they're against this stuff.
I am in agreement on that. Al?
No, you got to play it out. It's too serious.
But in my estimation, he should not be playing. I agree with that.
Well, has anybody ever not?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor here at Atlantic City to have one of the most popular mayors in America.
Mm-hmm.
Al, he assumed the office in the middle of a term.
Yep.
And then was reelected, with 78% of the vote.
Landslide.
He is super popular because he is a brilliant leader in Atlantic City. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Marty Small Sr.
Yes, yes.
Mayor, it's great to have you here.
Thank you for the kind words, Angelo. Good morning to you and the WIP listening audience, to the good people here at Borgata. And it's a great day here in the city of Atlantic City. Can we say great day?
Great day.
Very nice. See, he's
That's how he got elected.
Yeah, it's tremendous. All right, you are wearing a Brian Dawkins jersey,
yes.
And you have already indicated to me that your son, Marty Small Jr., is also a huge, he's 12, he's a huge Eagles fan. Is that correct?
Yes, he is. My daughter, Jada, is also a huge Eagle fan. My wife, Dr. LaQuetta Small, who's the superintendent of schools here in the great city of Atlantic City.
Wow.
And, you know, we wake up to you every single day. I remember my son telling the story. He knows when I'm coming to wake him up. He hears my Eagle flip-flops, and he hears your voice. And we're eternally grateful for that, and we appreciate you and all your contributions, not only in the city of Philadelphia, but here in the great city of Atlantic City. So we appreciate you, and we have something for you towards the Ooh. End.
Man, I just got to ask you, like, where did you get your love from the Eagles? Was it handed down? Was it before you, generations before you?
No, I mean, I'm a 4-for-4 guy, but yeah. Eagles are clearly number one. I have one of the top man caves in the country that's dedicated to the Eagles and the rest of the Philly sports teams. I'm a season ticket holder. Kudos to Section 108. And you know, we're going to be there. It's an exciting time. We were there Saturday night, and I called the score 38-13, and we won 38-7.
Ooh, you know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So, but as a leader, I just saw the way you took over the crowd here. So you will help to get the home field advantage for the Eagles on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. The only tailgate that is better than ours is Simon John's. Actually, the Philadelphia Inquirer is covering our tailgate
Ooh,
Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And I interviewed Sal Palantonio on my weekly radio show.
Nice.
So, your own – you're weekly. Doing radio, too?
In the mix with Mayor Marty Small Sr.
I'm getting out at the right time. I don't want to compete with the mayor.
Look at the man cave
he's got.
Look
at this stuff. Yeah. Oh,
Holy
man,
cow.
You are all in, aren't you?
All in.
It's beautiful. And your kids are already into it, right?
Yes.
This is right. Give me a prediction. What do you feel?
Well, the disrespect that we're getting throughout the league, the disrespect that people are putting on Lincoln Financial Field. Now, I was told early on that you get the standard 3 points. For us to open up 1.5, now going up to 2.5, shows that they don't respect us. And the saying is true. They don't like us, but we don't care. But I'm going to tell you this. Eagles fans don't have a worry in the world. Here's how Marist Small sees it. Jalen Hurts, 301 yards, 2 touchdown passes, 100 yards rushing. The defense, 8 sacks. He's a sitting duck. 8 sacks, 2 interceptions, and a scoop and score. I call it Birds 34, Niners 17.
Wow! Ooh. Mayor Martin. Now I know how he got 78% of the vote. Man, I got
to
ask you one
other
thing.
So go to the sports book and do that.
I already walked over there earlier today.
Okay.
Man, I had one other thing because you're saying all these odds and stuff. We were here when they opened the first sports book at Atlantic City years ago. I don't know, 3 years maybe. And I don't even think they knew then the impact it would have. Could you explain the impact of sports betting on Atlantic City?
Yes. It is a complete, utter game changer. Atlantic City was a $5.2 billion industry, the gaming industry, in 2006. When the economy tanked, so did the casinos. We were as low as $2.4 billion at one point. With the oncoming of internet gaming and sports gaming in person and, you know, online, I'm proud to report today, and honestly, I never thought that we would get back there. Atlantic City is once again a $5.2 billion industry.
Wow.
I had a conversation with a couple of casino execs that basically said sports gaming is going to be like another steakhouse.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
They were wrong. And again, Atlantic City, we're always reinventing ourselves. We always beating the odds. When five casinos closed, people buried Atlantic City. When Hurricane Sandy came through, people buried Atlantic City. But I'm proud today because we know we're always going to be a casino industry, but we can't rely on it anymore. With New York coming, we had to diversify what we're offering. We have the largest indoor beachfront water park in the world that is open in Memorial Day weekend. Philadelphia's Bart Blasstein, who owns the Showboat. We have a $100 million water park, indoor, outdoor, retractable roof. We got Dave and Buster's coming, so we're really in the family entertainment business. In Atlantic City, we just getting started. If you thought 2022 was something, get a load of 2023.
All right. I just, you're a young man, Marty. You're thinking of higher political office someday, right?
Listen, this is my dream job. I'm living a dream.
I want you to be the president.
You know, okay.
I would like you to be the president. Come on, you're inspiring.
I just moved to Philadelphia.
Come on. I mean,
would you vote for me, Al?
Yeah. I would vote for you wherever you ran. You're an amazing man. You really are.
Thank you.
Mayor Marty Schwartz.
I have a surprise.
Oh, what's the surprise?
I got to take over the show.
What's going on now?
All right.
He's already got a radio show.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen at Borgata, like I said, Angelo Cataldi has been a mainstay in all of our lives. This is an official City of Atlantic City proclamation.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Look at this.
And it reads, City of Atlantic City, Office of the Mayor, Proclamation. Whereas Angelo Cataldi began his journey as WIP morning show host in 1989 and never looked back. Whereas for more than three decades, Angelo has been the voice of Philadelphia sports talk, expressing his bold and entertaining opinions. Whereas the WIP Morning Show has broadcast every Friday from this great casino resort, Borgata, since it has opened. And the Jersey Shore, I got to take a shot at you. And the Jersey Shore has been a second home to Angelo for so long. Although we wish his second home was in the great city of Atlantic City, where we do not charge for beach tags.
Nice.
Whereas Philadelphia sports loyalists such as myself, my wife, and two kids are going to miss starting every weekday morning listening to Angelo and the WIP morning show. Now, therefore, I, Honorable Mayor Marty Small Sr., Mayor of the great city of Atlantic City, here recognize today, January 27th, 2023, as Angelo Cataldi Day in the great city of Atlantic City, and we wish him more sleep and nothing but the best in his retirement. And I also have something else special for you.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, that you are too kind. You are too kind. That is an enormous
this is
honor.
Free
Thank
play
you.
At every casino. It's more free play here at Borgata.
Huh?
It is a chip with my image on the front
and
on the back, our city slogan, it's a great day here in the city of Atlantic City. One more time. Can we say great day?
A chip. Free play. Mayor, thank you so much. One of the great thrills that we have had. This is our 20th year here. We actually were here 3 months before they opened when it was still a construction site. And we love Atlantic City, and we love the way you are taking care of this city right now. And I want to thank you on behalf of everybody at WIP. Thank you, Mayor Small, and thank you to Atlantic City.
Yes,
awesome stuff. WIP Sports Time, 8:38.
EAGLES, Eagles!
For more than 30 years, NovaCare Rehabilitation has been the Delaware Valley's trusted hometown physical therapy provider. NovaCare is proud to be part of the healing journey of so many patients and athletes. So this year, whether you've set 2023 goals for yourself or you're just making your health and well-being a priority, NovaCare is here for you every step of the way on your road to recovery. NovaCare is your trusted PT partner for recovering from aches and pains, gaining strength, and preventing injury. And with more than 150 convenient locations in the greater Philadelphia and South Jersey area, there is no better time to make NovaCare's movement experts part of your healthcare team. On behalf of everyone at NovaCare, thank you for choosing them to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy and get on the road to recovery and wellness, schedule an appointment today at NovaCare.com. Philadelphia Eagles trust NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare.
All right, welcome back on a Football Friday Fun Board. God, this is just off the charts right now, Al. The people for Borgata have arrived. Jen is a spokesman for this amazing hotel, casino, right, and spa. And, Jen, is it correct that you have look at this. You have look at the
huge
they
cake
brought in.
That's a beautiful cake.
Jen, explain to us what this is here. What are we doing here?
So we have a cake to say, you know, properly say goodbye to you. Of course, we have the mic. We have all the sports teams represented, and it says congratulations on your retirement.
All right. Would it be okay if we cut this cake up and gave a little piece to everybody who turned out today?
Of course.
Jen, that is so nice to you. I hope you guys understand how much our – now, from what I understand, the show's going to keep coming here because we love Borgata.
Yep.
But our time here has been – the most special remote I've ever had in all the years I've done. I love coming out here, and I love the way this place has always been the best.
Yeah, we really just wanted to say thank you for right. 20 years
20
being
years.
Here and broadcasting from here and choosing wow. us, and we're really going to miss you. And, yeah,
Jen,
here's your cake.
Thank you. Cake for everybody. Thank you for hanging out here. Jen, thank you and all the people
of
Borgata. You
thank
guys are
you.
Great.
Wow, that
thank
cake.
You very much.
Wow.
Ladies, you should see this cake, Ava. Get a photo, Dave.
I just send some photos for the website.
Johnson never jokes around.
John, he just sent me the photos tonight. And if you want, I can update the question real quick.
Yeah, please do.
Brought to you by Armand Chevrolet of Ardmore. It's Chevy Equinox Month. January means huge savings on every Armand Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at armandchevy.com. Who will win Sunday's NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field? 93%.
Come on. Really? Yeah. And Ava, is it true tonight you're going to be at a pep rally?
I am. I'm going to be at Chickies and Pete's from 6 to 8 p.m. for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Jeremiah Trotter, Hugh Douglas. We got Swoop's going to be there, the cheerleaders, the pep band, and Angelo. You're going to be in the house.
I will be there with my grandchildren, yeah. Al, including 9-month-old Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Yeah, he is going to really enjoy that. They're all going to be wearing Eagle stuff. It should be a great event. Thank you, Ava. On the line, ladies and gentlemen, I think we had all the big callers today, Al. Our leader, Arson Arnie. Oh, yeah. Hi, Arnie.
Angelo, we're about 54 hours away from... It's time. Let me tell you something, Angelo.
Yeah.
When we're kids, we dream of being in catching that touchdown in that championship level game. We dream of the game ending interception. And now Sunday, 53 players on the Eagles are gonna fulfill that dream. The question is, who wants to be a legend? Who's going to step up and say, it's me, I'm making sure this doesn't happen, we're going to win. And if you think we don't idolize our winners, I'll walk you to a statue of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson. Okay? We live, eat, and breathe for this. And I want everybody to be aware of something. We're the only city in America that had a jail in their stadium. It's for a reason, Brock. We hate you. I want to lay a beating on you so bad that you quit playing football. This is not going to be a close game. We're going to hurt them. We're going to beat them bad. And in the fourth quarter, I want to hear the announcers say, man, that Nick Bosa has been invisible all day.
The stuff you did on Brock Purdy a couple of days ago, that went viral, you know, Arnie.
Favorite ever, Arnie.
Arnie, Brock Purdy, he's never seen something like this.
Well, the 100 messages I got, it's kind of hard not to know, you know. And I mean it. I'm not rehearsing nothing. I'm telling you, look, Angelo, I keep my emotions on my sleeve.
I know it.
This is everything to me. This is everything. Losing is not an option. It's not.
It's beautiful. Arnie, I can feel it. It comes from the heart. That's why you've always been our spokesman. You realize that?
Sunday, somebody on the Eagles is going to say, "I give me the ball. I'm going to be the legend." Because these are the games where people remember forever. Yeah. You know?
Right.
You got to go out there Sunday and make San Fran know you're in the wrong town at the wrong time.
I love it. Arnie, You're the best, my friend. You speak for every passionate fan in this town. And I want him to win for you because I know how much it means. I know how much it means.
I want him to win for you because you don't know how. You know, 29, 30 years ago when the Eagles played the Rams in the title game and we kind of knew they weren't going to win, I remember I watched that game over your house. And I remember thinking, we're going to have a nice long run. It was the only time I was okay with a loss because I thought, all right, they're playoff tested now. Bring it next year. Bring it. And for 30 years, I've been listening to you. You've been therapeutic to me. If you only knew how much your show helped me. Oh, God. Your show meant everything to me when I had my brain surgery. It meant everything. I love you, buddy.
Love you, Arn. Thank you so much. Thank you, Arn. Be well, my friend. We'll talk next week. The great Austin Arnie, number one. Very emotional now.
Yeah, he gets emotional now.
And honestly, this Rhea, these are the kind of moments that I enjoy watching Al squirm. Because if there's one man I have met in my entire life who despises human emotion, it's Al Morgante.
Yeah, have some cake.
It's so interesting to watch.
I wish I had been there.
It is so interesting.
A lot of hands on the head.
It's so different. He just
knees bumping up and down.
Please, he's like he said, please skip past this. Let's go. John's up from the city. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, John. John, this is about as crazy as it gets. I don't remember being any crazier during the Eagles' run 5 years ago. I mean, it's probably not even as big as it's been the last couple of weeks. It's incredible.
No, it's definitely incredible. The feeling around the city is electric. I can't imagine what the link is going to be like on Sunday. I mean, you know, Philadelphia, we've done this before in 17, but this really seems like there's something special. It seems like everybody, you know, everybody is involved. Everybody wants, you know, you see Eagles gear all over Center City. It really is just an amazing atmosphere. And, you know, I can't wait for Sunday. I mean, you know, I've been counting the days, as is probably everybody in the city of Philadelphia. I can't wait to see this game play, and I can't wait for us to go to our, you know, a Super Bowl that we deserve. We are the best team.
Yeah, I really believe that. I really believe that. John, here's what's fascinating to me, right? Because 5 years ago when the Eagles won it all, we all went, well, it could never be that big a deal again because we had never won one. And yet, I don't feel there's any less. If anything, there's more. Al, didn't we think, that's the peak.
Yep.
It can't go beyond that. But I feel like we're right there again.
Absolutely.
If anything, it's bigger. We're not as hungry. We won one.
No, you got the quarterback. They got Kelsey's a big part of it.
You're right.
It's just, you know.
The carryover from the two eras.
Really, team you really like.
It's so true. Yeah. That you like all of the guys. We even like the GM now.
Which
5 years ago, we weren't that throw with Howie.
I got you, bro.
Now we love Howie. John, give me a winner better than Howie or a weasel better than Chris Sam.
I'm going to try to go for a winner. And this is a guy who set the tone for the game on Sunday. He lived in the backfield. He slapped Daniel Jones in the mouth and let them know that you're not going to do this in our house. And that's Hassan Reddick.
Hassan Reddick, Greer, winner of the week.
I can't give it to him every week. Although I want to.
You would like to. I know you would.
You know, Ange, we talk, there's so many storylines to this.
Yep.
We quickly overlook this. There is a strong possibility that Sunday will be the last time that either Jason Kelce or Brandon Graham or both ever play a game at the link.
I'm glad you brought that up, John. John, I'm glad you brought that up. Because we don't know. Kelce's decision is year by year.
Yeah.
But Graham's, he's 34. He had a very good season.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have the money under the cap after they pay their quarterback?
And others.
Yeah. Right. Some of these guys, as much as you love this team cannot stay together
because of the salary cap. And the quarterback's going to get paid.
They have over 20 free agents upcoming.
See, that's the thing. This, do it now while you have the best roster we can recall you ever having. This is your moment. 215-592-9494. Now, here's what's coming up in the next little while.
Mm-hmm.
Al, our most famous of all interns, she now works as a host at NFL Network, Colleen Wolfe is coming on next. We also have a hot seat coming up, and Jay Black's going to take us inside the broadcast booth because we are going to have Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson as the analysts for Fox. Except Olson is only a seat warmer for Tom
Brady. Which is ridiculous because Olson is very good.
There you have it. See, Rhea's so good on TV. You should see her on the podcast. She's spectacular.
You like my glasses?
215. I don't know where that came from, but it was a librarian look.
Thank you.
It was. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 855.